to bring this back into the connection or the context with the Dangerous Ice Project, the last slide in the series is a closer look at the end of the runways, and in this you can see the lowest part of the Corps of Engineers dike, the so-called zeroth groin, the farthest downstream groin in Corps of Engineers talk, which was inside of the old gravel pit road and the gravel pit itself, the deep one. And then there are four more of the downstream, or the other groins going upstream. What's interesting here and relates to the ice observations that we've made, it's very clear that somebody, I think it was the Corps, built a drainage channel from an old channel of the Tanana, the old last S-curve, inside or to the north of the dike, the main levee, all the way around the end of the runway and connected to the stump or the last part of an old slough that we've seen in earlier slides. And at the mouth downstream of that old slough is where we consistently found clear running water. And the first sort of stop is we would leave by snow machine in the winter and reliably find that, I don't know whether it's proper even to call it groundwater, but it looks like stuff that sort of oozes from the whole airport complex.
So are we talking about this spot right here?
That right there, right at the edge of that image. Mm-hmm. Is that?
Yeah. Okay.
So we've seen that the Corps of Engineers made a lot of changes. There are countless changes and damming up events of small sloughs that used to be the lungs or the kidneys of the floodplain around Fairbanks, and they're just not available anymore. The resilience has gone out of the system to a large extent. But I think it's worthwhile keeping this 100-year record in mind, even if we don't fully have it analyzed. There's a wealth of material somewhere that could be tapped by going into Corps of Engineers records, assuming they keep them, of the sequence of things, the justification for groins, was the airport involved, the railroad involved, who were the decision makers, and did they think about the hydrologic consequences, including dangerous ice? I don't know. We've got lots of work we could still do.
Well, there's going to be there was a study just took place this summer by hydrologists from North Carolina, University of North Carolina. And so it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. And it's a study starting right at the metering station at one of the groins all the way to Nenana. It's a metering station down there. So they're findings, I think, are going to be, I don't know exactly when they'll be published, if they will, but they're hydrologists that know how this dynamic of the river flows and the different things like the Corps of Engineers project, how it affects the changes.